Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock. We are joined by one Elliot Shore Parks, Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me for another Tuesday.
Well,
I just keep coming back. Tuesday
yes.
at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you said thanks for having me. We didn't invite you. You just showed up.
Well, yeah. Just show up at 2:55 and see if the door is open.
So before we get to the topic of the day, a very busy day for Insider of the Year sort of stuff yesterday.
Yes.
We had John Clark with the news that the Eagles were traveling early to Tampa. We will get to that topic later. We did have Jason Dumas with the Adoree Jackson and Jacorian Bennett.
Top three finisher last year.
Yes, we even brought him in the studio as
he's a real threat this year.
He is a real threat.
And he's gunning for it.
He may have made a comment to me that he was gunning for
it. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we had you, which I thought you did a great job asking Nick Sirianni the question about whether his offensive coordinator was still calling the plays in the third game of the season.
Natural for a 3-0 team.
Yes, totally natural. Yeah. So it was a big day yesterday.
I'm excited to see what the rankings are tomorrow.
And we had Zach Berman asking about how they kick field goals.
That's going to help him.
Yes, that'll help him as well. So the question of, I just set it up as you. We were talking about the aggressive versus the conservative. Ike, would you like Elliot just to give his opinion as to why he believes that the Eagles should continue on the conservative path?
Yeah, of course. That's not the most ridiculous side of this tape.
Wow, there's the setup.
Sounds like Ike maybe he's not going to agree with me on this.
No, I don't think he's on the same
page. I mean, for me, it's simple. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it's what I believe and it's what worked for them. They're 36-2 and they win the turnover battle. Like, I don't get any real logic in deciding to change how the team is doing something. What they do works. It's not always visually pleasing. They can't throw for 100 yards like they get against Kansas City. I agree with that. That's an extreme example. But over the past year and a half, they have shown that when they are conservative on offense and when they take care of the ball, they win. Now, I would also preface this by saying, I think they want to be more aggressive than they have been, but I think that the way they have done things over the past year, the second half against the Rams did nothing for me in changing my mind. I think that was a unique situation. I don't think it was the recipe for success moving forward. They're going to win by Jalen taking care of the ball and giving AJ shots down the field, Devontae shots, and giving one-on-one receivers a chance. I don't want Jalen throwing into tight windows all the time. I don't want Jalen, doing things because he doesn't have to.
What do you mean doesn't have to? Sometimes he does have to. He had to throw that ball. Hold on. The deep pass to A.J. Brown was a must. That was a tight window over the shoulder. What do you mean? Sometimes he does have to.
Yeah, sometimes. I agree. But it's not like maybe once every two games, once a game, something like that.
Nah,
But what evidence is there that he needs to do it all the time? They win
the first half of Sunday.
Right, but that's one half
No, you're doing – here's the thing. This isn't black and white. This isn't one extreme to the next.
I agree with that.
So
yeah.
So let's discuss this with the appropriate nuance that it needs to be discussed with. You don't need to go to the extreme. Nobody's saying he needs to go out there and put the ball in harm's way and be reckless every week.
I agree with you.
So we can all agree that we don't want him to turn the ball over. But here's what I will tell you. If him turning the ball over early in the game is a result of them being aggressive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it actually leads to more explosive plays throughout the game because that threat is there, I'm willing to risk a turnover early in the game. The idea that you can't win a game if you turn the ball over is stupid. It's the NFL. There are plenty of teams that win. The Eagles won the Super Bowl turning the ball over once in the game early, right? Being aggressive, throwing it downfield. Did it stop them from throwing the ball down the field any other time in that game? Saquon couldn't run that day.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no choice but to throw the ball. And Jalen did a pretty damn good job, right?
I'm fine with Jalen.
No, he did a pretty damn good job, right?
In the Super Bowl?
Yes!
Yeah, he was MVP. Yeah.
Yes! But
rightfully
I'm saying
so.
He turned the ball over early is the point that I'm making.
I know, but they also won the turnover battle in that game for what
That's
it's
not
worth.
The point that I'm making. Okay. You don't know you're going to win the turnover battle until the end of the game. You're talking about not turning the ball over at all.
Correct.
There's a difference. You can win the turnover battle 3-1, meaning you turned it over once and you create turnovers.
Yeah.
So the one turnover is not going to prevent me from trying to get the ball down the field to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert. And that's what I feel like the offense has done. It's like they put their own restraints on themselves. Now, you want to say it's conservative? Some people say it's playing scared. Call it which way you want to call it.
Yeah, so
I don't think the players view it as a formula they want to adhere to every week. I don't think the offense feels that way. The quarterback said it. The receivers have said it. So that lets you know it. Saquon's happy because he's getting the ball whether he's getting 3 yards or not.
Right.
So he's okay getting his touches. But when you have playmakers like Devontae and A.J. and Dallas Goedert, they're only going to get so many opportunities as it is. So you got to give these guys a chance to be in the game because it's a threat to the defense. It gives them something else to think about. What I've seen through 2.5 games is that defenses don't respect us throwing the ball. And you know what's worse than that? We don't even try at times. We don't even try at times. We don't try to throw the ball down the field. So that's worse than the demons not even respecting you. You're not even trying when you have this amount of talent. Turnovers early in the game should not prevent you from being aggressive. If you have full confidence in those players on that offensive side of the ball, you're going to give them a chance to make plays down the field. Jalen, much like you believe, I believe, is a top quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need to be babied and carried.
See, but I don't think he's being babied.
Well,
and
I'm telling you my perception
of it. No, I know.
And that's what.
But what I'm saying is, I agree. AJ and Devontae want to throw the ball more. Obviously, of course they
want an aggressive offense.
But what I'm saying is, the offense works. They are top 10 in points every year. They
it
win
worked
all
when,
the time.
Hold on. It worked when Saquon ran for 2,000 yards.
The year before they were eighth in points. The year before that they were fourth in points. So they consistently scored.
And what
points.
Was he doing throwing the ball
in 2023?
Yeah.
He was throwing it.
And what was he doing in 2022?
He was throwing it.
Okay.
I'm not saying they shouldn't throw it.
Hold on. The only time it didn't work and they won, because that's your point.
Right.
You focus everything on last year. Well, if Saquon was rushing for 130 yards a game like he did last year, then no one would say a word.
So, all right. I agree we shouldn't do this in extremes, right? I'm not saying they should throw the ball like never. I'm not saying Jalen should never take chances. What I'm saying is I'm not changing the formula. Now, if Saquon is bad, not Saquon, but if the running game is bad again, if they have trouble running the ball all year, then obviously you have to throw it more.
Okay.
I agree with that, right?
You agree they have been having trouble running the ball?
For sure, 100%.
So then why aren't we throwing the ball?
They did throw the ball last
week.
When
we went down 3 scores.
Right, but also like early in the game, they're not executing well. The offensive line's not working. If we're talking about game plan and like what you're going into a game doing, they're going in wanting to take shots down the field. Jalen's not throwing the ball or he's not getting the blocking. Those are the two problems
okay.
I think with the. I don't think it's a coaching thing. I don't think it is. They're going in coaching to lose. Like I don't are coaching not to lose. I don't think that's what they're doing. They want to have big plays. So I believe how they want Jalen to play is to take shots down the field and take care of the ball. What has happened in the first two games or three games, 2.5, whatever you want to say.
2.5 games.
Yeah. he was not taking shots down the field. And throws that he was making last year and attempting last year, I believe he was not attempting those throws this year. Like, the guys are not going to be wide open, so of course you're going to have to throw it into tight windows sometimes. Mm-hmm. But last year, he did a good job, I thought, of giving guys one-on-one chances. This year, in the beginning part of this season, he did not. Against the Rams in the second half, he did, right? So I'm fine with playing that type of football where you are throwing the ball and giving guys chances. Yeah. Where I disagree with is this idea that they need some type of philosophical change on how they view going into a game. I want Jalen to take chances with the ball like he did last year. I'm not saying never throw into tight windows, but the top priority should still be taking care of the ball. I'm not coaching Jalen different. I'm not emphasizing different things. I'm saying to Jalen, the way you have attacked games the past year and a half has worked. The first 2 weeks, you were too conservative. You got to take a little more chances, but I'm not like opening this thing up and making it so, you know, I'm not trading an interception earlier in the game for the threat of a big play throughout the game. I'm not doing that.
Would you trade an interception for four explosive plays early in the game? That's an easy yes, Elliot.
I don't think it is an easy yes.
Why?
Because turnovers are crucial. Like, the numbers
speak in the first quarter of a game, dude, you can overcome. Hold on. When you have a hard time scoring, when you have a pedestrian offense, and my offense was the damn Cleveland Browns offense, the New York Jets offense. Okay, yeah, I could see taking care of the football. We're going to try to win 13-10 because every possession is a muscle. We're going to punt. We're not going to go for it on fourth down. We're going to be – no, listen to me. Yeah. My point in saying this is when you have the ability to score, you have the ability to overcome early mistakes. You have the ability to overcome that with this offense.
But they are scoring. Like, they're scoring as
is. Average 22 points a game.
They were eighth in the league in points last
year. I'm talking about this year.
Well, this year they're eighth.
Last year, Elliot, here's the only time you can bring up last year is if Saquon looked like that this year.
Right.
He doesn't.
I agree with that.
So whether it's the offensive line is not blocking better or whatever it is, him averaging 3.3 yards a carry does not help you out offensively as much. So you have other ways and other means to move the football. You can't keep banging your head against the wall trying to give the ball to him and they're not blocking it well. Or giving AJ 5-yard in routes or wide receiver screens to Smitty on the outside. That crap's not going to work against good defenses. You got to throw the damn ball down the field.
I agree. Take chances down the field. I agree. But when you talk about this year's offense, they are still eighth in the league in points this year. So they are, like, only seven other teams have averaged more points through 3 weeks with the
man,
way they're
I don't care about none of that.
But what it matters, I'm telling you, acting like they're not scoring points. Here's they're scoring points.
Well, here's the difference. Let me tell you. Being seventh or eighth in the league in scoring after 17 games is a lot different than being that after three games.
I agree with
that. So the averages are a little skewed when it comes to points. My point is I've watched the three games and I've watched the offense.
Yeah, and they've not been up to their potential. And I agree
with
that.
So then that's the point. So then trying to sell the idea that they're fine doing it the way that they're doing it is crazy.
No,
how can you not look at what they did in the second half of that game and say, I want to see more of that?
Because the way they did it in the second half, I don't think is sustainable.
Oh, well, forget about how they did it.
Well, but that's important.
No, because what you're talking about is mainly the tempo.
Yes.
That's correct. Different than the play calling.
But the play calling, because of the tempo and because of the defense, was vanilla and simple. They didn't run like exciting new concepts that they weren't running the first two and a half games of the season. Jalen just threw the ball. Like, he threw the ball to AJ.
Okay, we'll do it better. Well, then continue to do that.
I said after the Kansas City game, Jalen has to be better. So I agree with you. Like, from watching the first three games or two and a half, they have to be better than they've been.
Here's what I didn't like about your tweet. The idea that playing conservative is the right way to go.
But it's the right way to go.
Nah, no, it's not.
Why? But what evidence
because you don't have a 2,000-yard rusher.
But they didn't.
And you're living on the edge. And we did this in 23 when they were winning games. They got the 7-0. They got the 10-1. And we were all fine until it all fell apart. So what are we going to do? Wait until now they're not winning these close games anymore?
It's not just about Saquon, though. They have a great defense.
About last year's offense was about Saquon.
Agreed. But on the whole team, the defense was very good, right? Yep. They took care of the ball.
And which is another reason why you can't play that style of football, because your defense isn't the number one scoring defense in the league.
A very good defense. But
they do. Not so far this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, they're not.
We got numbers on explosive plays they've already given up this year.
They're not as good as they were last year through three games. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But don't you think there is a level of like why try to fix what's not broken? Like, it's not broken right now.
Forget about trying to fix what's not broken. How about continuing to build on what you did
last week? They have to be better than they've been in the first three games. I agree with you on that. My only point I'm making is I believe
Did you like the offensive game plan against the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, no, but hold on. Like, when you talk about offensive game plan, like, for me, it's simple. When Jalen throws the ball, like, they're a better team. When Jalen is too trigger shy, then they stall. Like, the offensive scheme, like, the game planning, all it all works. Like, we've seen that it works. It's about Jalen being willing to throw the ball. And so I agree with you. I don't want him to be trigger shy. I don't want him to be ultra conservative. But I still believe because of the talent on the offense, because of the talent on the defense, that when they win the turnover battle, that's the number one thing for me. And so I would prefer that they stay with the same mentality they've been playing with as opposed to making a philosophical change. And I get your point about the conservative thing, but you say, would you trade four explosive plays for one interception?
Yeah, I mean, early in the game.
Right, early in the game.
Yeah, that's
right.
The key point.
I get, but like, so let's say Jalen threw 16 interceptions this year. What do you think their record's going to be?
Or I don't 17. Know. I don't need him to throw 17 interceptions.
But if you're trading...
Well, how many touchdown passes is he going to throw?
Yeah.
Well, compared to the... if he's doing all these explosive plays, he'll probably throw a little more.
So, if he throws 17 interceptions, but he throws 42 touchdowns, then what?
Yeah, if he threw 42 touchdowns, I would agree with you. I don't think he's going to throw 42 touchdowns.
And I don't think he's going to throw 17 interceptions.
But you said four explosives versus one interception. Like, they can't turn the ball over every game. That's the point I'm making.
No, duh.
Right. No, I know.
No, duh. Right. I don't expect them to. Right. No, duh. My point is that going into a game... thinking that way is coaching scared.
But it's worked for them. And I
understand.
Think
it worked for them last year.
Correct, but I don't think Saquon's like completely done.
Rusher.
But I don't think Saquon's
the point is that your offense isn't running the way. Saquon's not getting the explosive plays that you had the luxury of last year.
Correct.
That's why you could throw the ball as few times you did every game, because Saquon was your explosive offense. Well, if he gets back to doing that, then nobody will say anything. But as long as we're not getting that in every drive, it's excruciating. By the way, 17 plays to score?
I agree. With
A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon? What does that tell you?
I agree they need to play better than they are right now. We're not disputing that.
We had a 15-play drive and a 17-play drive in the game.
Did kill a lot of clock.
Right, because we're killing clock and being conservative also.
Yeah, I just...
Why not just blow teams out? I don't know. Well, my offense look like Detroit's. I don't know. They're putting up a bunch of points.
I agree. It'd be awesome if they put up all those
points. I don't know. You get all this talent. You get all this type of talent.
But for what it's worth, the Eagles win more than Detroit do.
They do. When you get all this talent, Elliot... You can keep living in the past all
it's
you want to.
It's not the past.
No, of course it is.
Why is it the past?
Because last it's all based off of last year.
Right, but it's only been three games this year. So we can we're using the small sample size or we're using the larger sample size?
No. What I'm saying is using that they always win as an excuse isn't necessarily a predictor for what's going to happen in the future. And what I'm saying is right now, this offense has been underperforming the first 3 weeks of the season.
I agree with
that. And what I saw in the second half of the season gives a fan like myself optimism and hope that this is what it can be. Mm-hmm. This is what it can be. We'll all accept the W's. We want the win first and foremost. But an idea of watching a game on Sundays, I don't need to sit there biting my nails, throwing stuff at the TV, and looking at a half against the Rams. We couldn't even get across midfield.
Yeah, the
against
beginning
the
of the
Rams,
game was
we
bad.
Couldn't get
I,
across
I
midfield.
I agree. They were not good enough the first half.
And if
half
it wasn't for the
Rams,
defense getting an interception, we would have been shut out in the first half.
I agree
half.
With that. But again, like,
so
that's,
how do you come out of a game? How do you come out of a
we're
game?
We're talking about an extreme here. This was the worst half of football they probably played under Nick and Jerry.
No, what that was, in my opinion, as a carryover from the last game that they were fortunate to win because they played a team that didn't have talent on offense. They got away with that in Kansas City. They got away with it in Kansas City, and they were lucky to beat the Cowboys if CeeDee Lamb doesn't drop passes.
Right.
And the defense doesn't get a fumble. My point is that the offense has all the money and the talent. They should be putting points on the board at a high rate.
And they do. They do put points on the board at a high rate, for what it's worth.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Now, again, I agree they have to play better.
You're going to try to convince everybody that's listening to this show that somehow this offense is operating at its peak.
I'm not saying it's operating at its peak, and I'm not saying they can't be better. But I'm saying that they are eighth in the league in points. Like, that is noteworthy to point out. We're talking about them like they're 25th or 26th.
No, I'm talking about them like they're playing below expectations and standards they should be playing
at. I don't think to reach their potential they need to change how they do things. Jalen just has to be like 20% better. If Jalen's 20% better, then they'll score more points.
They don't need to throw the ball more and be better at throwing the ball?
They threw it 30-something times last game because they had to in the second half, right? But when you're winning games and when, like, you don't have to change how you're doing things. And again, I'm saying Jalen should throw it more. I'm agreeing with you on that. The offense is not reaching its potential. I agree with you on that.
By the way,
I don't need a philosophical change. I just need Jalen to be 20% better like he was last year, and they'll be fine.
You're going to Jalen. I'm talking about the passing offense.
Well, but Jalen is the passing offense.
No, he's not. He's part of it.
He's the biggest part.
Oh, but he's still a part of it.
No, I know, but he's
so having a quarterback, meaning you need an offensive line to protect, you need receivers to catch the ball, you need an offensive play caller to call the right plays. It's not just Jalen.
But it's mostly Jalen. I'm just saying, in my opinion, it's mostly Jalen. It's like 70%.
And what I'm telling you is that it's more than just Jalen.
I agree with you, it's more than just Jalen. Jalen's
but you seem to be focusing on him.
Because I think, look, now I'll agree with you this. The offensive line has to block better, for sure. That's part of it, right? But Jalen, when you talk about the play calling and you talk about the offense, that is mostly Jalen. They build the offense around Jalen. They call plays for Jalen. Jalen audibles at the line. Jalen checks at the line. Like, so when you talk about the play calling and the attitude of the offense and trying to want to be more aggressive, like, that's on Jalen too.
So the coaches don't have anything to do with
No,
this?
They do. I agree. But
what role do the coaches play?
The coaches help design the offense around Jalen. The coaches call plays during the game. The coaches meet with Jalen throughout the week. Like, that's their role.
But what do they do during the game?
They call plays. But they call plays with Jalen in mind, and Jalen can check into plays that he likes better.
Can I ask one question here? Don't you think it's possible that one of the reasons he's not throwing the ball is because of his fear of turning the ball over, which comes from the conservative attitude you're talking about?
Yes.
So forgetting about scheme and play calling, all of those, put those things aside, shouldn't the message be throw the ball?
I think the message should be throw the ball more. I don't think the message should be like you have to be way more aggressive or like not doing extremes. Like, you have to be aggressive, right? I agree the coaches coach into him to take care of the ball. I agree with that. I agree Jalen at times can be a little trigger shy because of that message. But I would rather stay with what is working and not try to change it. And if it stops working, then you have to reevaluate at that point. Well, but it has not stopped working
yet. Has it worked this year?
It's worked well enough.
Dude, they won
it's
two games because the defense got two key fumbles late in games that kept points off the board. Kansas City's offense was pedestrian, right? Like, that's what happened in the second game. And they went down 26-7 in this game and right. needed two blocked field goals and a heroic comeback to win it.
Right.
So where's it that they've been operating?
I'm not saying they're operating a high level, but you can also look at it different ways. I think they won the turnover battle week one. They won the turnover battle week two. And off the top of my head, I think they maybe lost. Was it 1-1 last game?
They tied it.
So they didn't lose it, right? Yeah. So, look, should they be blowing these teams out by more? I guess. But, like, the
Rams— be better.
I agree.
This offense should be better.
I agree they should be better. I agree, but like,
it should be better.
It's working.
I'm about to dive face first through this glass out into the Schuylkill.
All right.
But we're on the same page.
It
should be better, but like,
it's— Please don't. Yeah. Please don't. Please don't. All right, Time out. That's what I did. Everybody who wanted me to talk less, congratulations. Barely talked that whole time.
You got Elliot.
All right. 215-592-9494. Great job, both guys. Ike won.
Pressure up in here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Ike won.
Look, you're going to leave it for.
Well, the people won because they got to hear us yell at each other. So,
Drew Brees has an opinion on this.
Yeah, see if you agree with the Hall of Famer.
Oh, I've heard it. I completely disagree.
Well,
with
let me. Yeah. Can we play it next?
Yeah.
Can we play it next? All right.
Yeah, I think he's dead wrong.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot going on. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question, do you want the Eagles offense to come out more aggressive on Sunday versus the Bucks? 91.7% say yes.
Wow. So, 91.
Yeah. So,
what was it before I came on?
I don't think it was much
90.
Different.
It was 90.
Oh, well, there you go. Went the other way. So just to clear it up before we get to the Drew Brees thing, you said this a few times. Do you think, aside from going hurry up, do you think the difference between the Eagles' offense in the first half and the second half of the Rams game was specifically just Jalen Hurts deciding to throw the ball?
Yes. Yeah, I think Jalen was more aggressive.
So play calling, aside from being hurry up, you think the opportunities to throw and the plays were essentially the same?
Correct.
Okay, so that was it. Okay.
Yeah, if anything, the plays might have been simpler. Because when you're doing hurry up. Like, yeah. You're not running as complex of plays and all that.
Yeah, I can buy that.
Yeah,
I can buy that. My thing is, I'm not one of these people to think all of a sudden everything changed at halftime with the Eagles. They were down, so circumstances matter.
Yeah.
You're right. When you're running more of an up-tempo type of offense, you do simplify things and you want him to get the ball out of his hands. My point is that this unlocked, to me, potentially something from a confidence standpoint. Why not continue to build on that? Why go back to what we've been doing prior to games and looking at it that way as opposed to saying, okay, maybe this is what we need. It's almost like when a jump shooter shot go down after you've been missing it for a while.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got the stroke back now.
I agree.
And you keep firing.
I think they can ride the momentum emotionally from the game. I don't think what they did in the second half can be carried over in terms of like I don't think they unlocked the scheme or code or anything like that. I think they were just more confident. And so that's
what I'm talking about.
Right. Well,
wait, but see, here's the thing. How do you know that's because it seems to me that's what the big issue is whether or not he's sure of himself when he needs to throw the ball.
Yes.
Throwing the ball with confidence. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe they unlocked that and now he's gotten a chance to see the fruits of his labor. Yes, the fruits of his labor and all of that.
But I think it's probably confidence. It's also we talked about this a little bit yesterday. When you're down 20 points, you're not really worried about turning the ball over.
Yeah, you got to let it fly.
It's not that they don't care about it. It's that he didn't worry about it. And I think a lot of those throws are I think this message, your aggressive message, is for him as much as it's for the coaches.
No doubt about it.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Just if it's there, but throw it.
And that's why I'm saying the passing offense. That's right. Why I'm like the passing offense.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to say is that I don't think this is about calling new plays or a new scheme. This is about Jalen taking advantage of what is there already.
Okay, so, we can agree with that.
Your point,
yeah, we can agree
like,
with
yes,
you on that.
I want Jalen to throw the ball more. By the way, when he throws it 30 or more times, he has the best record in the NFL winning percentage. So like,
so he should throw the ball 30 or more times.
No, I'm saying
more.
When they need to do it, he can do it.
Okay,
I agree.
But okay,
no,
that,
I know, yeah,
that's
I know.
Getting retired.
No, it's not. I'm
yes, it is because you
it.
Are. See, okay, coherent, moral code. You just
I'm a very
said
coherent
no,
moral
no,
code.
No.
You I'm tagging Spike in. Tag, you're in.
You said within the same 30-second period, he should throw the ball more. And when he has to throw it, he does.
See, there's nuance to this,
but
stuff.
There isn't.
It is for me.
Well, there isn't because you just said
you don't know what nuance means.
You just said
I'm very aware. Of
you
what nuance
want
means.
Him to throw the ball more. Throwing the ball when you have to can't just be third and nine or when you're down 19. Right.
It kind of can be.
No,
look at how they've done it. It's worked. I'm being serious. Like, look, they need to play better. I agree with you on that. But to act like there is, you know. A major issue here. Like, there's just not a major issue.
Well, there was.
When?
Up until halftime, all season
yeah,
long.
Of one half of a game.
No.
For three games. Hold on.
Kansas
it was
City.
Yeah, they won Kansas City for what it's worth. Again, I was with you after Kansas City, so I agree they need to play better.
Well, so don't change.
I'm not changing my thing. I'm saying they need to play better. Maybe I'm misunderstanding what you guys are saying. I don't want a fundamental change to what they do. That's where my take is.
But you do want a fundamental change to what he does.
No.
Because he has gotten too conservative.
Course, that's what you're saying.
I want him to be a little more aggressive. I don't want him to be way more aggressive.
Well,
I don't
want to open. You don't want him to be reckless.
Correct.
Because you're okay if he's aggressive and it's
yeah,
productive.
One-on-one matchups
yeah,
down.
It's productive.
Yeah, when you have AJ one-on-one going
three
down.
Three touchdowns in the second half
look,
of that game
when you have AJ,
Sunday.
And against Kansas City, I thought there were chances in one-on-one matchups with AJ down the field to get him the ball.
In the first half on Sunday, too.
Yeah, agreed.
Yes,
I agree with you on that.
Right.
So I'm saying take the every time you have AJ going down the sideline one-on-one, throw it.
Yeah.
100%. I think maybe we're getting lost in translation. I just think what they do works, and so I don't need a big change to it. I just need them to be the passing offense 20% better. Like, take a few more chances. But it's true.
What needs to be bet more than 20%?
By the way,
I don't know if
way,
it needs to
I
be.
I got a text from someone.
Yeah.
When you were talking about those one interception a game, 17 at the end of the season,
yeah.
I just threw out the number 40.
Oh, yeah, it's
say?
Baker last year. 42 and 17.
No, how about
year.
This one? Even better.
What?
That's what Matthew Stafford did when they won the Super Bowl.
That's pretty good.
41 touchdowns and 17 interceptions.
Yeah, if you told me he was going to throw 41 touchdowns and 17 interceptions, I would probably sign up for that.
But see, Elliot, that's what I'm saying. You're trading in the one mistake for the five or six great opportunities that you got. That's what all the great offenses do, Elliot. It's what they do.
I just don't think if he becomes less concerned with turning the ball over, I don't think the result is going to be a positive one.
No, I didn't say he should become less concerned. What I said is that he should be less afraid to turn the ball over, meaning that you can't miss opportunities that are there because you don't want to throw the ball.
And we agree.
Turn the ball over.
We agree on that.
Yes.
We agree on that.
And so do the guys who want to catch the ball.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Because you know what they say? I'm open. Throw me the damn ball.
And when he has one-on-one, he should do it. I agree with you.
Here's what Drew Brees had to say on First Take. Drew Brees is now a regular contributor.
Listen, Stephen A. getting everybody fired up there. They got my girl off the damn show. I don't even want to watch it anymore. Now they got Drew Brees on here. They got to bring everybody back.
By the way, can they fly him in? It looks like they have him on Zoom from his living
room. He wasn't even looking at the camera.
Yeah.
And this is the guy we're listening to.
He definitely was like, I ain't going to make it today.
Soon
send me the Zoom link.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's what he had to say about the Eagles offense.
Hey, I respect Philly. They are winning games. They're finding a way to win games. I can't stand to watch that offense. It's the most boring offense.
Okay.
It
wow.
Is. I'm sorry.
You should have seen Stephen A's face when you started with Jordan Love and then followed up with Zach Bradley. Looking at me like, did he hear the question?
And
correctly?
Did you hear what he just said? He said, I can't stand Philly's offense. They're boring.
Who cares?
Wow.
They're winning. That's okay.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this.
Hey, we're in week three. We're going to be on every week. Let's just see how this thing plays out.
Okay. I mean, is that your way? Can Boren win the Super Bowl championship? Can Boren repeat?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So
that's the toughest division in football, too. Let's see how it plays out.
Wait a minute. What the hell is he talking about? The toughest division in football?
Well, yeah. Jackson Dart's starting now.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. The NFC East is not the toughest division in football, I don't think.
And I would say, and this is, again, based off of last year, what Stephen A. is talking about, can boring win championships? That Eagles offense wasn't boring last year.
No, because of Saquon. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
How is that not hard to understand?
I understand it.
No. I'm just saying. When you say can boring win a championship,
it wasn't boring.
The offense wasn't boring last year. You had a record year from a player that we had never seen before. So if you were getting that type of production, the offense wouldn't be boring.
Well,
we would say the passing game needs to be better.
Well, hold on. I have one more question about this. Jack has to tell you about how he's going to come to your house and have a party or whatever.
I didn't know Fritz was still here.
Yeah, right after this, I have the question
Listen,
for you.
We got Phil's Marlin tonight. You get relax.
Lock in.
All right, now sit by, okay? Gather around for this. Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes, a Birds game experience with Brent Celek, a game day party at your house, hosted by me, baby.
Whoa.
Oh, man, life of the party, Fritz. Who would have thought? 2 Weber Grills, some National Appliance Warehouse, of course, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every game day. Stop by Locust Rendezvous in Center City for the $11 Miller Lite Pint and Jameson Shot Special and their famous wings. Or visit O'Neill's Pub on South Street for their $10.25 special with a family-friendly atmosphere. That's a little.
Are you okay?
Yeah. What is he?
What's going on in there?
He's cracking himself
giggling
up now.
Over there.
Yeah.
That's Locust Rendezvous in Center City and O'Neill's Pub on South Street, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94wip.com. Must be 21 or older, and always celebrate responsibly.
The crowd is chanting Philly formation. Philly formation.
That's what everyone says. Yeah,
come over your house and giggle for you.
Can you imagine? You win the contest, Jack comes over, and you just fight with him about Jalen Hurts for 3.5 hours.
It's a trap. Yep. He shows up ready to watch, like,
yeah, everyone's got a one jersey on.
Yeah, where's Brent?
So
where's Brent? Yeah.
You should just say you're Brent Selleck. The
show up in an 87 jersey.
The confusion on all their faces. Show up in an 87.
I do have a Selleck jersey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brent Selleck.
Sign autograph.
A little shorter than him, but I was going to say, you almost can get away with it.
I told you, I'm built like a 2000s Giants tight end.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Selleck's statuesque.
80s Giants tight end.
Yeah. So, don't you think, again, from the throwing perspective, let's talk about Saquon for a second, because you mentioned 3.3 yards a carry.
Yeah.
And eye test. The eye test is the running game is not working the same way it did last year. And we'll have Jordan Mailata join us at 4, and he will tell us, and I'm sure it is true to a certain extent, he will tell us over and over again, it's that we are not executing the way that we should from an offensive line standpoint. And I'm sure that is true to an extent. Mm. But don't you think it's also true that at some point this was going to, you know, I said it, I said, why didn't it happen at the end of last year? But maybe it's just happening this year with, if they don't believe you're going to throw the ball, it makes it so much easier to stop Saquon Barkley. So to unlock the offense that you want, that is explosive enough with Saquon, don't you think that they certainly need to pass earlier and they certainly need to pass more just to make it easier on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I am team pass the ball more.
Okay.
To be clear.
Thank you for making that clear.
I don't know. You seem like you wanted to yell, so I yelled back.
Do you think? Did you hear what Jack? Do you have what Donovan said? And I'm only going to want the first 15-20 seconds or so. Here's what Donovan said about it yesterday. Donovan McNabb.
Yeah,
of course.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there. It seems that they don't trust Jalen. Mm. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough. Who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to 2 Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield.
So what do you think there of him saying that he thinks part of it is they don't trust Jalen to throw the ball enough?
I guess the way I would phrase it is, like, I think they coach to Jalen's strengths and Jalen's weaknesses. Like, mm-hmm. all players have strengths and weaknesses, right?
Yep.
And I think they call and design the offense to what they believe Jalen can do and what Jalen cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And could they be wrong? Like, they could be wrong. Maybe if they allow Jalen to, you know, throw it a ton of time, like, maybe it would all work out. But when he says they don't trust him, I think it's more about they know Jalen in his game, like, probably better than anybody. They know his strengths, they know their weaknesses. And so what they are trying to do is find a way to win with Jalen, like all teams do with quarterbacks.
Sure.
So why is it that when you have those games where he's thrown the ball so well, what is it with then?
The
Bengals game, the Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Like
the Washington game, the Super Bowl. Like, what is that then?
So I think Jalen can absolutely throw the ball at a high level for stretches, right? He is not yet really, other than 2022, shown he can do it week after week after week.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jalen is at his best, and I think the Eagles believe the team is at their best with Saquon running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then on third downs, Jalen making big plays. Like, in the second half, he made a ton of big plays on third down. First mm-hmm. and second, they weren't, like, as good, right? But on third down, and last year, when you bring up the Bengals game, he was awesome on third down. He was good throughout the game, for sure. But, like, in terms of the plays he made on third down, those were huge. Against Washington in the playoff, he had the fourth down throw to AJ. So I think they are going about this with, let's play to Jalen's strengths, let's take care of the ball, and we have enough talent on offense that we will be able to make plays because of the talent, and we'll make enough plays to win the game.
Would you agree, if I were to take Jalen's final stat line from Sunday and say that was spread out throughout the entire game, passing attempts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking for.
Doesn't get you 240.
What does it get me to? 225?
Yeah, something like that.
I'll take that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'll take that. That's all I'm asking. That's not too much.
I want Jalen to take more chances, too.
I'm talking about the passing game.
But Jalen is the passing game. That's where we disagree.
But no, we don't disagree there. I'm just not pinpointing him for everything is the point that I'm making. There is something to giving the guys an opportunity to make plays down the field. That
yes.
has to do with coaching. That has to do with protecting.
Yep.
That has to do with route designing, play designing, getting open, mm-hmm. right, as receivers and then catching the ball. I encompass all that. I don't just focus on him. I know he's the central part there.
Yeah.
I get that. But he needs other things around him as well in order to be good in the passing game.
I 100%
agree. This isn't just
you.
About Jalen. Do
it
what
is.
You want to do.
I agree with that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
So – let me ask you, so the Eagles at Tampa on Sunday hasn't gone well for them in Tampa,
no.
you know. They've made the change, and John Clark, Insider of the Year, you know, candidate, reported yesterday
yep.
that they are leaving a day early and perhaps might even practice on Saturday to help acclimate to the heat, which may be, you know, what, 100 degrees real feel
so
or something?
It's called for 88, and I think the real feel is like 93.
Ooh, yeah. What kind of outfit you wear?
Yeah, what do you think of the getting...
well, it's
yeah.
wear linen.
Yeah, yeah. You got to wear linen.
Exactly,
yeah.
yeah.
So what do you think of the leave early bit?
I hate it. I hate it so much. I just think you're kind of defeating yourself before you even get on the plane. I feel like the whole thing is you're not going to get acclimated to the heat any better in 24 hours. Like being down there and doing the walkthrough on Saturday, they know what heat feels like. They've played in heat. I think the way to defeat this heat is to try to not think about it. Like that's what Vic Fangio said today. It's a mindset, right? So it reminds me, honestly, of like when Miami goes to Buffalo and they've lost before they even get there. I just think they're making such a big deal about this heat. Just do what you normally do. It's going to be hot.
Well, should they hydrate?
Yes, I would hydrate.
Okay. I didn't know if they should drink extra water or not.
That's a mindset,
maybe
too.
Maybe pickles.
They should just pretend it's up here.
I was going to say, just pretend that the
but
heat
don't
is
you
not
think
happening.
By going a day earlier, you're making it a bigger deal
yeah,
than it needs to
you've
be?
You've sold me on this, in that one day, what they should do if they're really concerned about it, is they should go down there tomorrow.
Yeah, like practice down there always.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, you've sold me on that. That didn't take long.
It just feels like you're saying to the players, you have another obstacle coming, which is the heat.
No, the players already know this. They've gone to Tampa every year.
Right, but...
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's where I disagree. Spike, don't make the habit of disagreeing with me and agreeing with
Elliot. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to... I didn't even know your take on it.
You're
I was
the
just,
of all time.
I was just... You know,
I saw Spike's face. He's completely convinced.
Yeah.
You didn't even let me get my side of the argument out yet.
I didn't even know there was... You had one. I apologize. Ike, Elliot, you're wrong.
We're all on one team.
Yeah, Ike, whatever you're about to say
joking,
is right.
I'm joking. Yeah. But no, but I will say there is something to using your history of going down there, realizing things that may have helped or hurt your chances to be at your best and performing when mm-hmm. you're down there in that heat. 88 degrees in Tampa, Florida is different than 88 degrees up here. So I'm not going to tell you going down there one day guarantees the Eagles a win. But I do agree that getting down there early, even if it's just a day early, gives your body a chance to adjust to the temperatures, the humidity, and all of that that's down there. And it's one less day you're spending in traveling. You're actually there. You can get off your feet sooner. You can rest. You can get to the stadium earlier. All of those things. And with players, it is mental. So Coach Fangio is right. But Coach Fangio isn't playing. He's in the booth.
That's a good point.
So it is a mental thing. And if that is a mental hurdle that guys are thinking about, you were on with Jordan earlier. I think us with Landon last night, mm-hmm. he talked about it. Like he's not going to go overboard and complaining about going to Tampa. But, you know, with tongue in cheek, like we got to go down to Tampa again, 1 o'clock, go ahead and mark it down next year in September, fourth game. We're going to have to play in Tampa again mm-hmm. at 1 o'clock in that heat. So the players know it too, and they know that it can be uncomfortable. I wouldn't be surprised if they're wearing the green jerseys because Tampa chooses what colors
yep.
they want to wear at home.
Yep.
They probably will be in white
yep.
Sunday, right? Like, so that's there. So getting down there a day early, again, it doesn't guarantee you're going to win, but maybe it puts a lot of the players' mind at ease because they get a chance to get acclimated to being there.
It just seems like, so I'm what I'm lumping into this is the week before, prior to the Kansas City game, mm-hmm. Nick Sirianni said to I think it was an ESPN reporter prior to the game, like, they were like the Heat was something they were thinking about in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It feels like they're very obsessed with the Heat. Now, Nick knows more than I do about his team's mentality with this. No, I know, but like, they practice in the Heat in training camp. The whole point of that was to get them ready for the Heat. It just feels like they're allowing it to defeat them before they even get there. Or at least they're allowing it to be a huge obstacle for them. Whereas otherwise just go, yeah, we've played in the Heat. We're going to go down there. They're playing in the same Heat and we'll do things like we normally. They are, I agree, but they're still playing in the same Heat.
But should
they not practice with noise? Because they know what noise sounds like?
On the road?
Well, no.
I got you on that one. All right, there we go. We'll end it. All right, there we go.
You know how they can fix this problem, though?
I know. Shut up.
Yes, you put a nice little roof on top of all the stadiums. You won't ever have to travel early because of the heat.
All right, okay. All right.
Yeah. By the way, it could be a lightning on Sunday.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now
well,
you guys want
every,
the dome. Yeah.
I mean, it's South Florida, right? I mean, any...
Yeah, there's supposed to be thunderstorms.
Yeah, but almost... I mean, there's a possibility of thunderstorms, I think, every day. Yeah.
Right. Yes. But it wouldn't matter if there was a dome.
Well, yeah, okay. All right. Shut up.
Yet Tampa still refused to put one up.
Yes. Well, because they want the advantage. They want the advantage. All right. Go Birds podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Go Birds Daily. Is it already out today? You already got one planned for tomorrow.
One with me and James out today.
Yes. It is a must listen if you want to drive yourself crazy. No, I'm just kidding. It is a must listen, the Go Birds podcast. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you. He's the best.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Jordan, you'll just show up whether we ask
you to or not.
Jordan Mailata joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.